Imagine yourself out in nature. It's a beautiful day, sunny, warm, lovely spring summer day. And you're walking along. There's a big lake on your right, and then there's a mountain on your left, and you decide you're going to climb this mountain. And you start out. At first, it's very easy. It's a wide path. Animals, birds, butterflies, very pleasant. And you slowly work your way up the mountain. But as you get higher up, conditions start to change. The path gets narrower. It gets less green, it gets more rocky, but you continue to climb. The path gets a little steeper, it gets even more rocky, big boulders, the trees get stunted or short, and the weather starts to change. It gets cloudier, darker, the sky becomes more ominous, threatening, but you have perseverance, so you keep going. The ground gets slipperier, the rocks get more difficult, the path sort of disappears, the stumps get sharper, the whole thing gets more difficult, but still you climb. The sky gets black, it threatens thunder and lightning. But you make it to the top, and you turn around and you look back to where you came from across the big lake, and on the other side, there's sunshine. On the other side, there's rolling hills. So because you're full of energy, you decide you're going to go over there. So down you come. You go down the mountain, through the rocky terrain, back into the forest, and eventually down to the lake. But how are you going to get across the lake? There are some bulrushes or reeds or grass on the water shore, and you notice that in the reeds there's a boat. What kind of boat is it? Somehow, you feel that you have the right to borrow the boat. It's okay to borrow the boat. So you get in your boat and you head out towards the middle of the lake. Take a good look at your boat. What kind of boat are you in? It can be any kind of boat. Big one, small one. Anyway, you head out into the middle of the lake, and as you head out, the weather clears. The sun comes out, the clouds disappear, and again, you're in a beautiful day. So you decide to pause in the middle of the lake. The lake is much bigger than you thought it was. And as you're sitting in the middle of the lake, something is coming up out of the water. You can't make it out. Up it comes. It comes. Up it comes. It's becoming visible. It comes to the surface of the water, and you decide to pull it into your boat. What is it? And you continue to cross to the other shore, and you have some kind of interaction with this thing or creature or whatever it is that you pulled into your boat, and you head to the other shore. What kind of relationship occurs between the two of you? Eventually, you get to the other shore, you park the boat, and you let the thing that you brought into the boat go back into the water. you say goodbye to whatever that was. And you head off up through the rolling hills in the sunshine. It's getting darker. As you walk along the wide, comfortable path, you come to the top of the hill. You look back where you came from just as the stars come out. You turn around, leaving the lake, walking into the starlit night. Then you come back to this room and this space, stretch, roll around, yawn, as you like.